Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly, deeply moved and grateful for you being with me here on this July 11th day, 2020. We're going to take a look at a subject that we all do, whether we like it or not, lying. We'll talk a little bit about that here in a moment. I want to thank you for listening. I'm grateful for your kind and loving support. You have to understand that these radio programs are made available solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gifts. And for those of you who have been generous and kind during this pandemic time, I want to thank you for being so generous. What does it mean to lie? What are we doing when we're not telling the truth? There are a couple of ways. We deceive people openly most of the time when we lie. We don't want them to know something about us or about a certain situation. So we don't exactly tell the truth. Sometimes it's done out of perception. We don't intentionally lie. We just don't tell the truth because our perceptions won't allow us to. We can't see it. It's a bias in us. And that's where I find where a lot of people are. And then, of course, there is the one that most of us kind of live for from and in, and that is we just don't talk about the things that we could talk about. We kind of step back and let the breeze go by and not really say what we mean and mean what we say. So it's omission. And I am guilty of omission, but I do it deliberately for the most part. And I'll tell you why as we go on here. So here we go into lying, a real issue that most people have about self-deception and how they live their life. The first question comes from Kathy. She does not tell me where she lives. She says right off the bat, she first of all, she talks about being honest about her feelings about Aspire, and they're very, very kind. And she has mixed feelings because a lot of what I say is not palatable for the ego and that part of us. So she kind of gets into that a little bit and says, you know, why do you do this? Why do you say that? And people each have their interpretation of me, what I do, what I'm trying to do, based on the level of their mental acuity and what they would do in that given situation. And really, you can't compare that with me because I don't know what you are devoted to, but this is a huge thing that I do each and every day of my life, and I have for 50 years. So it's much more than just a radio program or whatever it is. I'm doing a commentary. She says, I lie. I have been lying. All of a sudden, I see I'm lying more than I used to. What is up with me, Kathy? Kathy, I'm going to say some things that are going to be a little bit disturbing. You probably won't believe them, but that's okay. Nonetheless, they have been presented to you. You and I live in a culture, in a society, in a world where the collective unconscious is huge. We are overpopulated, and everyone who comes into this world is a part of the collective. They live in it, they breathe in it, they contribute to it, and it's all done through the unconscious mind. And for the most part, people do not understand the collective. You and I feed off of it through our unconscious mind. And in September and in November, the meditations that I will be presenting will be about conquering the unconscious mind and learning how to diminish its influence upon us. But less than none and nonetheless here, you are influenced deeply by this unconscious mind, whether you know it or not. And it is constantly pervading you with ideas and beliefs and ideals that have maybe nothing to do with you at all. Our dear president lies his teeth out And Congress does the same thing. Government is full of lies. Most of them don't know what the hell they're doing. And they're creating hell by not knowing what they're doing. And they just sustain all of this over and over and over again, constantly making it difficult for we the people to live. But then again, we're not noble people either, because we vote these people in, and we're here in this world, in this government, in this country, and it is full of lies. It just is. You can't look down on it. You can't hate it, because if you do, you become more and more a part of it. Kathy, it's the disdain we have for whatever it is that we don't like that makes us lie. It triggers the unconscious mind into believing and thinking genetically and dipping into that genetic pool that we all have within ourselves to believe certain things are right and certain things are wrong. In this world, it's not about right and wrong. It seems like it is, but it really isn't. It's about many other things. And one of those other things is the state of our being. The reason you're finding yourself lying more than maybe you used to is partly because the collective unconscious is always finding a spin, a reason for whatever it is that it's doing that is unkind. I've had many students who I warned over and over and over again, take care of your mind. Take care of your mind. Don't talk to it. Sit in third person. Watch it. Don't act from. They will not do it. They enjoy the drama. They enjoy the hate. They enjoy the fear. They enjoy all of the stuff that goes on inside a human being. And they keep it going over and over and over again, making it very difficult for them to awaken spiritually and to tell the truth. And character is a big part of this. If I have no character, if I do not have a sense of individuality and depth with my heart, I am not going to be able to tell the truth. The only truth worth living for is the truth you find in your authentic heart. Not in your human heart, but in your authentic heart. And if you find the truth of that, many, many, many beautiful things will happen and much change will occur within you. But left to ourselves and watching TV and movies and listening to news and getting all caught up in the rigmarole of human stupidity, we start to demonstrate inside of ourselves this lying thing, because we're dipping into the pool of the collective unconscious, which is full of mischief, spiritual mischief and psychological mischief, just full of it. It lies, it cheats, it steals, it kills, and we don't care. What was it that your president said? He said, I could go in the middle of Manhattan and shoot somebody and get away with it. This turns on the collective unconscious. This turns on inside of us a little switch, the switch of DNA, survival of the fittest, and we like it. There are many, many people who like it. Actually, I could say that most of us like it. We wouldn't know it. It turns on a switch in my collective unconscious mind, and it says, go for it. And that's why you're lying so much, because you're susceptible to the collective. You have not taken care of your mind. You have not separated from your thinking, your emotionality. And you're finding now that you're not in control anymore. You'd like to think you are, but if you sit and watch, just watch, where does every thought come from? Where does it come from? How did you get to this place? How did you get to this thought? How did you get to this assumption? How did you get to this conclusion? Just look at it. How did you get there? What is it? And then you look around and you go, well, there are others who think the same way. Yeah, there are others. There's always plenty of people to hate. There's always plenty of people to fall into mischief. The majority of this planet Earth is comprised of people who just love to jump into it and get involved in mischief. Spiritual mischief, psychological mischief. It's pervasive, and it goes on and on and on and on. So that's nothing new. So you jump into the human. And I know people say, well, I'm only human. You're not only human. You want to think you are. If that's your excuse, that's your excuse. But you're not only human. There is something much greater that lives within you, but you're not listening to it. You're not dealing with it. You're not loving it. You're just living in the perspective of right and wrong, good and bad. And that's really what it's all about for most of us. So there you are, my darling. Kathy, you're going to have to live more consciously. You're going to have to want love more than wanting what you think is the truth or what you believe is the truth. In this world, I will just say this to you, what I have found for myself is there is no truth in anything I may think. There just isn't any. I may think there is. I may want to think there is. But there really is no truth whatsoever. The truth lives in the silence, in the compassion of silence. And if I'm in that truth, then I understand things in a much different light than what most people are assuming. The truth in this world is an assumption. The reality is something totally different. Please forgive me. Namaste. It is answers like that that make me so popular. Not. All right, the next question comes from Jason. He says he lives in the South. I don't know what South means, but we'll go there. He says, I lie all of the time. What is happening to me? Who am I? And why am I lying so much? Actually, he says, I think I know it's to get my own way, Jason. That last little part was so important. We are so insecure emotionally and mentally. Our government, the stock market, it's all about insecurity, fragile insecurity. Everybody is fighting for their job. Everybody's fighting for every dollar. People are insecure. Wall Street's insecure, has no character of its own. All of this pours out into the American public. It feeds that collective unconscious that I talked about, and then it makes things very, very difficult for all of us, every single one of us. So then we blame whomever, the president, government, whatever, Wall Street, and it's us. We come to assumptions. But you are right. You're doing it. And why are you doing it? What is the little secret inside you? What is the way, the truth, and the light of your life? What is it that is the real secret? It is that you're insecure. That's all I can say. You're emotionally, psychologically immature. You think from immature thoughts. You're thinking of yourself and not others. You have not, stepped up to the bigger picture of this world and this life and help people. It's not probably in your genre at all. So there you are, living your life as you live it, in accordance with your low self-esteem, and you're trying to cover up that self-esteem with words and thoughts and beliefs and ideals that simply are not true. Now, who can get you off the wild turkey? Most of us are running around drunk. We live drunk, we act drunk, we think drunk. We're running around drunk most of the time. We simply do not get what it is to have the meaning of our life and how to sustain that meaning and then, in our minds, earn a living or have enough money to sustain ourselves. Everybody is so right. So here's the bottom line. Jason, we will lie to sustain self-righteousness. We will. No problemo at all. And when we are confronted with some of the unkind things we do, which serve the purpose of only our ego and to sustain the mechanism of the ego that is constantly involved in our life as the decision maker, as the ideal, as the identity, as long as we continue to do that and live in that fashion, we're going to listen to that ego and it is going to lie and lie and lie. And we are not going to understand all those lies or why they're there, but they're there. You know it. I know it. We're all in this together, as it were, as liars. And we just do everything we can that goes against love. And then we wonder why we live in such a loveless world. I see people on the news whining about, why won't anybody help us? All these things. Well, you know, we all participate in this collective unconscious. And we are determined to stay in that because we can't be alone. We can't have our own character. We look to other people. We look to people, objects, and things for our identity. We look for the opinions of others for our identity. Who thinks of you? What will the neighbors think of you if you say this, if you don't do that, blah, 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 blah. We're living in a ruthless society, in a ruthless culture, in a ruthless time. People voted for this man, Mr. Trump, to come in and shake things up. Well, he did, and they got their way. And what have we got? Anarchy. We've got fascism. And, you know, it doesn't matter what government you have. You can't govern people. So the experiment with having someone who was not politically oriented, someone who was a sociopath in the biggest way possible, a narcissist, much like the American public itself, the whole of the American public is represented by that, the whole of it. The majority of people in this country, in this world, are of low self-esteem. They believe whatever it is a person says about them. So they're constantly trying to upgrade their constituency, the people around them, the people that they love, the people they want to hang out with. They make it not love. It isn't about love. It's about the endorsement of ego and how we endorse it in the form of beliefs and ideals and attitudes, social mores, everything. We want to be a part of something, as people tell me, that's bigger than themselves. This is really foolish, because to get involved in something bigger than yourself in this society, in this culture, is a death blow. A death blow to love, a death blow to freedom, a death blow to everything that is important in this world that sustains love, kindness, forgiveness. And that's what we need now more than ever before. But we're not going to go there because we're harsh people. We can't forgive ourselves, and we literally won't forgive others. So, yes, you find yourself lying a lot, probably to yourself, and probably, you know, dancing with the enemy, as it were, even sleeping with the enemy, finding yourself saying things you wish you hadn't, didn't want to, didn't mean. Look at poor Drew Brees. I mean, he's the guy. Oh, you should be playing football and speaking less, calling signals more. But he did apologize, and he saw the error of his way. Do people forgive him? There was nothing to forgive. He just is ignorant, and he didn't know. In the position we are in, we don't have the character nor the compassion to see the pain and sorrow of each other's lives and try to help one another. We just don't have it. We make the most futile and trite things more important than they should ever be. And we continue to do this because we like to lie to ourselves. I've done it. I've done it myself, so I understand this really, really well. I have to look at myself constantly and say, Greg, I see Greg doing this. I see Greg thinking that. He's naive. He's a kumbaya. He's a tree hugger. All that stuff. I have to see it. I have to see it for what it is. And then I have to ask myself, is that the truth? And Jack Nicholson was right. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. And what can't handle it? My ego. Step aside from the ego. Become non-dualistic in thinking. In fact, have no thinking. And you see the light really quick. And from there, you can live your beautiful life. I have. You can do it. You can do this. But will you do it? That is the telling point. Jason, thank you. I hope it helped, and please forgive me. Namaste. The last question from John. He does not tell me where he lives. He just says California. Telling the truth is hard, and when I do, it hurts. Do you feel the same way? Are there others, John? John, there are many others. Yes, it hurts. This radio program hurts. I never thought I would be sitting here, you know, 50 years later after being ordained and going out into the world and, you know, facing what I have faced in the resistance to meditation, to love, to forgiveness. Do you realize the resistance I get? It is constant. I get it not only from my own students, I get it from the public, and people just don't get it. They simply don't get it. Telling the truth is not an easy thing to do. It killed Jesus, it killed Gandhi, it killed Dr. Martin Luther King, and it may kill me. The truth, well, it's not made for this world. This is a world of illusion and delusion where people are mentally ill. There are a lot of mentally ill people out there. Don't think it was just Trump or Congress. We're all mentally ill, one way or another. You can't live in this sick society and think that you're a healthy person mentally and emotionally. Can't be done. So we are all mentally ill. And what we all have to do is see, where is my illness? Where am I constructing my reality, or what I think of as my reality? And is it really real, or is it just what I want it to be because I want things to be the way I want them? You know, there's a lot of alcoholism in this world, a lot. Drug addiction, a lot. Marijuana use, a lot. Why do you think that's all there? That's there because we're mentally ill and we're using substances to confine and deal with a psychology that has gone absolutely berserk. And when you offer people the chance to see the deeper, more profound way, they won't have anything to do with it. That meditation stuff, oh, that's for weird people. I'll rather have some whiskey or drag on my, my pot cigarette or something like that. That's what they want. And they want just quick, fast, easy ways to relieve themselves of their own rigidity, their own stupidity. And the American public is pretty damn stupid. We live in it. We support TV programs, radio programs. We support all sorts of things that contribute to our stupidity and our emotional breakdowns. And for all of this, we have come to this, what you see now. And it is not pretty, and nor is it pleasant. I'm out of here. Thank you, John, for your beautiful question. Wherever you are in California, I hope it helps. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Oh, namaste.